This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Mike Elias spoke yesterday at the GM meetings. Are you surprised at anything that Elias had to say yesterday? During those GM meetings, he went on to say, unfortunately, he talked about the case of losing Anthony Santander. They don't want to do that. They knew 12 months ago there was a possibility. He said also that they're looking to get that slugger. He hoped that slugger won't return. It sounds to me that he is keeping along the theme of the Orioles going to spend some money in the offseason, Jeremy.
Yeah, I mean, I think they will. Like, I just had somebody in the hallway ask me, he's like, are the Orioles going to go after Juan Soto? And I said, I think that's a pipe dream, guys. There's more important things that you're doing right now. You've got your own to look at.
But it seems the bigger wallets are going to go after him anyway.
Yeah, but I do expect them to do something. I like what he said about Danny Kalum, that they're going to reach back out to him. They mm-hmm. know as a lefty, but it's the same thing that we talked about yesterday. His age, the injuries he's had, and what you're going to pay
him. He'll be back. You think Kalum will be back? Yes. I think they'll just renegotiate something with him, and he'll be back.
I mean, there are a lot of teams that'll be looking for a lefty reliever.
I think his agent was probably shocked when he made that decision.
I think we were all a little shocked, and then when you read more about it, you understand it. Maybe you don't like it. I was more shocked by the O'Hearn thing just because of what I think the team's going to look like next year. Not upset or anything. It's great depth, but I fully expect them to be involved in this offseason, making some moves and not just signing their own. I think there's a big trade coming.
You do?
Yeah.
With the Orioles.
Because there's two. When you look at the team now, you've got all these guys for certain positions that they all can't play. Because if you bring back Santander, what happens to Kierstedt?
The one quote that I love by Mike Elias is this. If you want hope moving forward, we have everything that we need financially to make the optimal decisions. That is the statement.
Yeah.
You could stop there. Don't talk anymore. That's mm-hmm. it. Well, we have now back that up, because for what we know from Elias, he doesn't make statements that he doesn't mean.
No, definitely
we
know, not.
We've gotten yes. to know him over the years. Mm-hmm. He's very transparent, but transparency means that's really what's going on.
But listen to what he said. The optimal decisions. What you believe is optimal may not be what the team believes. Like right now, you're going to get a first-round pick back for Corbin Burns and a first-round pick back for Anthony Santander, right? You're going to get that in the competitive balance pick, the compensation picks that come in, if somebody else signs them. Now, if you're going to go out and spend money on someone that's the equivalent to one of those guys, like, is there another pitcher out on the open market that you'd say is similar to Corbin Burns? Could you trade for another one and then keep those draft picks and keep this farm system rolling the way it has been? And I know that's not exciting for fans. They care about what's on the field now. But that may be optimal to this front office. And I got news for you. They're going to love, both our front offices love draft picks. They both do.
Yeah, they do.
And to back up what Ed said about Kalum, he said, Michael Elias very much looking forward to staying in touch with him. At this point in the offseason, we decided to decline from that option setup, and we'll see what comes afterwards. So that gives you a little mm-hmm. hope to see whether or not you can re-sign Danny Kalum.
He said that option setup.
Yeah.
I think he'll be back. I do. I mean, I'd be happy about that. I thought he's pretty consistent. When a few consistent people we had in the bullpen. So
yeah.
Now, Jeremy, as far as the finances, Elias says, if we have something that we want, if we have something we want to do and we need financial support, I'm exceedingly confident that that's going to be there. So if we have something we want, so, you know, if you're looking at the word optimal, but he kind of backed that up saying that there's something out there we want and we need the financial support, we got it.
Yeah. I think ownership's going to spend money. It's just a matter of where they're not going to be stupid with the money. They're not going to go out, and I'm not trying to say Yankees and Red Sox and Dodgers are stupid with money. They just have so much that you can make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I still believe this team thinks they can't make those big mistakes in signing guys, that the contract talks are going to be realistic. They're still going to do what's best for the organization. And again, if you're weighing, okay, do we sign Santander? And then we have to figure out what happens with Kierstead. Where's O'Hearn playing? Are we rotating this? Is he going to be at first some? Are they going to trade Mountcastle in the offseason? That was something else that was brought up. Where can you get better on the infield? We've talked about what if they make a move for Alex Bregman? Then Westberg moves back to second base. Is Jackson Holliday going to the outfield? If he goes to the outfield, where's Kierstead playing? Is Kowser in center? Is Cedric Mullins here?
Like, Jackson Holliday's going to the outfield.
I think so, too. But like, as you look at it, there's a log jam of players that there's not enough spots for.
How do you guys feel in the offseason last year they did with addressing starting pitching?
In the offseason, getting Corbin Burns? Oh, yeah. I loved it.
Okay. Now, let me give you a quote based on that. Well, I think we're going to look at the whole menu of players and see what's out there in the market and see where the opportunities lie. But I do think we're going to make every strong effort, like we did last year, to bring in somebody who's proven and healthy, able to help lead the pitching staff, rather than just kind of be depth. He goes on to say that's a very strong hope of ours, but just sort of in the first couple of days of free agency here, we're in information gathering mode about what's out there in the marketplace. That says, to me, if I could translate that, we're trying to get a Corbin Burns type, not a Kyle Gibson type.
Yes.
So, for sure.
Because in the past, as Jeremy was saying, they kind of did some, they dumpster dove for starting pitcher to add depth. He is saying, I don't care about depth. He said what the caller was, the listener was saying to you, Jeremy.
They
Kansas City Chiefs added at the top end.
They got worse?
Not the bottom end.
The Orioles got worse?
That's what he said.
Because the Ravens didn't make the trade you want, the Orioles got worse?
Michael Eliza said, we're adding at the top of the rotation, not at the bottom of the rotation.
My point is, when you look at the open market and what's out there, like if you let Corbin Burns walk and it's going to cost a ton to keep him, and it sounds like he might want to go back to California and play, I don't know. Maybe he goes to the highest bidder. But if you let him walk for a first round and get the first round pick, and then you go out and sign Blake Snell to a 2-year deal, are you okay with that? I think so. I'm not saying he is. He's a 5-inning pitcher. I'm not a big Blake Snell fan, but I'm saying I think you got to weigh what the options would be all the way across the board. Because if they let Burns walk, it's not like they're not replacing him. They're going to bring somebody in. It may not be who you want, but when you look at the top free agents on the open market, Max Fried's out there. That's another.
Yeah, I love that. I love that move. Yeah. I love that move.
Like, so if you went out and signed Max Fried, he's had some injury problems the past couple years. Great ground ball pitcher, lefty here.
Yeah.
It's 100% what you're looking for.
The team's going to load up on that right-handed hitters on him. That's not going to go anywhere.
I think he's the perfect free agent for this city.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.